Clint Frazier was the number 5 overall pick back in the 2013 draft. He's currently the Indians' number 2 prospect. Tim McMaster here, joined on the line by MLBPipeline.com's Bernie Pleskoff. And Bernie, Frazier's a guy who was drafted because of his power. Is that still his big strength?
Tim, it really is. He's an extremely powerful guy. I remember a couple of years ago shaking his hand in the Arizona League, and I thought I'd have to go into therapy. He's got these very, very strong forearms. His bat speed is extremely quick. So what the Indians like about him is the power potential. And it is very possible, Tim, that this could be a 30 home run per year bat for the Cleveland Indians. Right now, he's aggressive at the plate. He has cut down on his strikeouts, but he still struck out 125 times last season in 588 plate appearances. But he also walked 68 times. So he's a very good ball player, runs extremely well, can steal bases, and has those quick hands and great bat speed along with power.
Before he makes it to the big leagues, does he need to cut down more on those strikeouts, and is there anything else he needs to work on?
I think the strikeouts we see will be what we get. I think he's going to always strike out some. But the power is not deniable. You cannot deny that. The problem with Frazier that I see so far, I'm watching him in the Arizona Fall League, same issue I saw in the Summer League. He has trouble picking the ball off the bat in the outfield. He has trouble picking up the ball and then deciding on his route. I don't think he's the greatest outfielder. I think he's improving but still has to get better. But they didn't pick him up for his outfield defense. They picked him up because he's a powerful hitter, a gap hitter, the home runs are there, the running speed is there. He is a very good pick at number 1 in 2013, and he's probably a year to a year and a half away from playing for the Cleveland Indians.